Good morning. My name is Parfait Mwamba, and I want to share with you my testimony, but also some things about myself. And when I look up in my, I look back at my life, and I think of all that has happened, the situations I've been through, I see God's hand in it, and I just can't help but be thankful. Because I know that if it weren't for God, I wouldn't be standing here today. I was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the fifth child of a family with six children. So less than Lizzie, but... and I was raised, it was a Catholic family. My parents were Catholic. And I learned about God from a very young age. I was taught stories from the Bible. I acted in plays, reenacting some of those stories. But going to church was just kind of a ritual for me. I never took much interest in it. I'd mostly fall asleep in Mass. But God was around, and he was working in my life at that time. So when I was about 5 years old, my parents divorced, and we began to live with my dad. In the Congo, but things didn't last too long in that situation because there were a lot of political and civil unrest in the Congo at the time, and so we moved to South Africa, the Republic of South Africa, as refugees. My father, unfortunately, wasn't able to come with us, and so we were living with an uncle in South Africa, and this uncle was a pastor at the Protestant church. And when we were living with him and his family, he encouraged us to pray together as a family, to read our Bibles, not just on Sundays or at church, but at home and during the week. That was interesting to me, but I didn't really want to be doing that. And now living in South Africa, situation was very, very different for us. First of all, we had to learn the language. We had to learn English. And we had only 6 months before the school year started. So aside from watching Sesame Street, we started going to a Baptist church down the street to the Sunday school classes in the morning. And that was the first time I remember I ever actively tried to memorize something from the Bible because they had a competition for whoever memorized the Ten Commandments, you would get candy. And you know, I was reading my Bible, but I also was exposed to different people that were actually loving God. And to me, that was a bit strange. But nonetheless, we were going there every Sunday learning English. And not too long after that, my closest brother, Gregory, he got saved. And the Lord completely transformed him. And I was angry. I was mad because he was my partner in all our mischief, and I just wanted him to turn back, and so I tried. I would try to make him listen to the music we used to listen to. I would try to get him to spend time playing video games with me instead of reading his Bible, but it didn't work. Jesus had a hold of him, and soon I started seeing just how much his life changed, the things that God was doing for him and through him. And everyone noticed. And then I said, I kind of want to be like that. But it wasn't, it was just something that I noticed. I noticed how he was acting, and I decided to try and imitate him. I say, well, let me do the same things he does. I try to speak like him. I try to serve at the church the same way. So I was doing PowerPoint, and then I did sound, and then I started playing music. And my serving wasn't really fulfilling. There was something that wasn't clicking. And I realized that all I had accomplished was I made my outer and inner self very, very different. Outwardly, I was serving in the church, but I never surrendered my life to Jesus. And I wanted to keep that control. But by the grace of God, one of our youth pastors at the time took me aside one night and started asking me questions. He asked me, Parfait, if you die today, why would you go to heaven? Or do you think you'll go to heaven? And I say, yes. And I was trying to come up with reasons why. I say, well, I'm Parfait. I'm not that bad. And he took me through various scriptures and really made me realize that there's nothing I personally could do to be saved. And that it was something that had to come from God. And after a while, he led me to the Lord. And I remember the next morning, I felt just completely transformed. There was just something different. Like, I actually had this craving to read my Bible. I wanted to not just read it, but tell my siblings and tell my friends what I was reading. And that was new to me because I was viewing it as a chore before, but now I actually wanted to do that. And so I continued to serve in the church, and I started growing closer and closer to God. I remember I got baptized. This was about 2010-ish. And it was just such an amazing change. I could see that the changes that happened in my brother wasn't just something that he had done by himself, by his own power, but that God had worked through him to do that. And later in around 2012, I was in 12th grade, we got the opportunity to come to America and reunite with our dad. My father had been living here, and we hadn't seen him for about 7 years. And once we arrived in America, I very quickly realized that things were different, especially in the Bay Area. Things were very different, especially from the movies. And even though on paper we spoke the same language, it took me a while to understand the American accent or Bay Area accent. And there was another big problem that my siblings and I faced. We had left Catholicism behind, but we also, my father is still Catholic, and we didn't know anyone here in America. We didn't know, we didn't have a church, a spiritual home, and so it was tough for us to try and find a new spiritual place. And I was very discouraged. I remember the first year I spent here, I was very discouraged because most of the people I met that called themselves Christians, their lives were just so far away from Jesus. Like the behavior and the lifestyle from what we encountered, it was just so different. And I started wondering, well, are we the only Christians in the Bay Area? And it was pretty sad, but by the grace of God, spring 2014, we enrolled at Chabot College, my brothers and I. And one day, Patrick came back home and he was saying, hey, I found some Christians at Chabot. And I said, like, American Christians or Christian Christians? And then he's like, no, the real Christians. And I say, wow. So he introduced us. It was the FX group. And we met the Balls, the Frones, the Natales. I even met my wife, Gabby, at FX. And then I started attending the club. And I was like, wow, they really are Christians in California, in the Bay Area. And by the grace of God, I continued to develop a lot of friendships there. Gabriela and I started dating. We transferred to Cal State East Bay. I graduated. We got engaged. We got married. We have two kids. And I'm attending Fairhaven full-time. And I praise God for that. But if you had told me that this would have been my life when I was younger, I wouldn't have believed you. And also, if I look back at my life and like just see all the stuff that we've been through, it's not as bad as Job and what he went through. But you know, there were times where, like months after I was born in Congo, a war happened, and it just so happened that the war started in the town I was living in. I was born, so I was a few months old, and my family got split up. My dad went missing for weeks. And yet God reunited all of us safely. When we were refugees in South Africa, there was a time where people were going door to door looking for foreigners and doing bad things to them. And the Lord spared our family. there's just so many instances that even before I knew him, when I used to just think church was just another chore, and he still protected me, my family. And now that I know him, I can't express just how grateful I am for him, for his love for me. And I always want to try and share this with others, because there's nothing special that I did to be here, but everything he did for me. So that's my story. I would love to continue sharing more with you guys, so feel free to just grab me at some point. I'd like to introduce and welcome Sanjay, who is going to be sharing from Hebrews chapter 12 with us.